Mark, I'm guessing one of the more pleasing performances given the issues you had with injury and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it was, backs to the wall a little bit yesterday, being, I think, almost three goals down with about 7 or 8 minutes to go. For the boys to come back from there was really satisfying.
How have you viewed the changes this year? I mean, or even from a month ago?
The whole place has probably been turned upside down since pre-season. Got a whole new coaching staff, a lot of new players, and we worked really hard over the pre-season. And I think at Zip and Four, the boys, to our credit, were sticking fat. We knew we were doing a lot of things well without getting the results. But the last 4 weeks we've just improved week to week, and starting to get some results with some wins, which has been really good for our playing group and also our supporters.
Does it shift your expectations at all? Like, as you say, going from 0-4 to now basically being on the fringe of the eight, it's certainly a fair change, isn't it?
Our expectations, even in those early weeks when we weren't winning games, we were still really wanting to improve, doing some things well, but obviously had some areas to improve, and that still continues even after getting some wins. So from our point of view, it's all just about process and improving week to week, and we're doing that at the moment and getting some results, which is really good.
You mentioned before that you were 3 goals down halfway through that last quarter. Did you feel like there's a new sense of belief in the group that wasn't there before?
The last 4 games have been challenged late in games, and I think that started with Fremantle. I think, not that our backs were against the wall, but we're right up for a big challenge, and a really big challenge over there at Subi. And to the boys' credit, everyone dug deep and stuck to the plan, and we'd trained that pretty heavily with our scenario training over the whole pre-season, and that's coming to the front at the moment. So it's I think that belief's growing week to week at the moment.
When Levi went down, how did the boys take that? I mean, obviously not great when a key part of your forward structure goes out of the game.
It was obviously a big challenge for us yesterday. No one likes to see a teammate go down. But the boys, that's football. Guys are going to go down. It's all about how you respond. And the guys just really stuck to what we were going to do. I knew Roey going down forward, and big crews had to take more load in the ruck, and also Roey helped him out there as well. So those guys to step up and play those roles for us is really, really good.
I know you touched on the bigger picture before, but did you sneak a look at the ladder last night? You're only out by percentage out of the eight at the moment.
I got told, I think we're 11th or 12th at the moment, which is good to see, but we're not really focusing on ladder positions at the moment. We were more last night really enjoying a win for the footy club, and also for Simo and Jamo's milestones are really important for those guys who have been around the club for a long time, so through some really hard times, and to get a really great result like yesterday was terrific for them.
At Zip and Four, there was the talk that this was going to be another couple of year rebuild. Do you think success is much sooner or closer than perhaps you initially thought?
As I said before, at Zip and Four we were doing a lot of things well, but weren't getting the results. But I said that from week to week we want to improve. We're not looking too far down the track. We're only 8 games in. It's a long season, so still a lot of hard work to go. We've got a huge challenge this week against a side who hasn't lost a game. So we'll enjoy what happened last night and today and move on and look forward to a new challenge.
Have you spoken to Levi, and how is he?
Yeah, just saw the big fella come in crutches then. So I think he's in good spirits. I think it could have been a lot worse. So from that point of view, we'll see him later in the year, which will be really good. So it's obviously a big loss. He was playing some really good footy for us, but it gives other guys an opportunity now to fill that role.
And how's Big Cruze? Looked really banged up yesterday, but he managed to kick that goal, obviously the winning goal.
Yeah, the big fella, call him the tractor, just keeps on churning through the ground. I think there's a few guys playing with a bit of soreness yesterday, and he's like, he's one of those blokes you love playing footy with because you know what you're going to get from him. And he battled hard and stepped up at the end, which is great to see.
Obviously, you've played a couple of teams that haven't featured in the eight recently. You've got one coming up that has. What sort of a contest is that shaped to be? And I guess you guys must be looking forward to a different kind of test.
Yeah, well, we haven't really looked at North as yet. We're still obviously going through the recovery stages at the moment, review our game from last night. But As I said before, they haven't lost a game and playing some really good footy, so it's a really good challenge for us, and I'm sure the boys are all really looking forward to that opportunity to play against a really good side and try and build on what's been a really good few weeks for us.
What's the biggest thing that Brennan Bolton has done for the group?
I think he's instilled a lot of confidence in the guys, and that comes from training hard and putting a lot of hours into what we're doing at the moment. We've been at the club and worked tirelessly over the pre-season, and his confidence he's instilling within the group is really important, and I think everyone's really feeding off that and really enjoying what we're doing day-to-day at the club.
Different times last year, the leadership of the group and yourself were questioned, and Bryce, but you've been both been in pretty good form. Do you feel like you've proved a few people wrong, and has that been a motivating factor at all, mate?
Oh, not about proving people wrong. We're really proud people who love playing for this footy club, and the last couple of years have been really tough, but we've sort of removed that from what happened last year and tried to turn a new page and look forward to the future, and we're really enjoying what we're doing at the moment, and we're working hard and want to see this club back up winning games, and the last few weeks have been a real positive for the whole playing group, the whole club, and I think our supporters and members are really enjoying what they're seeing, which is great. I think it's going okay. I've been focused on what happened yesterday, but saw him in the rooms before, so he's been running and doing some drills, so I'm not sure if he'll come up this week or not. That's we'll work that out during the week. I'm not too sure. I haven't spoken to the medical staff as yet.
Cheers. Thanks.
Thank you.